Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very, very busy day. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky this morning addressed Congress in a very, very heartwarming speech. Showed a video of the atrocities, some of the atrocities that was going on. We're going to talk about some of the, some of the opinions that have now been shared on what we should do next. We did get some good news yesterday. The Senate has voted unanimously to approve the end of biannual daylight time changes. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. But I got to tell you guys, all right, there are people grumpy. People are going to get grumpy. In fact, we actually failed in the 70s to keep up public support for that. So we're going to talk about that. In Florida, there's been another overdose situation where kids trying to, or responders trying to do mouth-to-mouth, ended up in the hospital because of fentanyl-laced cocaine exposure. So we'll kind of talk about what's going on in Florida. And some kids saved the bus they were driving when their bus driver sustained a medical emergency. Lot to talk about today, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, I want to tell you that I'm getting a lot of patients that call in with abdominal pain. And many times it's in the center or it's in the upper quadrant. And, you know, as a doctor on telemedicine, I have to decide, is this gallbladder? Is this primary biliary cholangitis? And so talking to us next is Dr. Cowdley. He is an internationally recognized clinician, educator, researcher in the area of liver disease, and is going to talk to us about some of those symptoms and what to look for. Dr. Cowdley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, wow. So can you talk to us about what PBC or primary biliary cholangitis is?
Primary biliary cholangitis is a relatively uncommon but not rare condition that affects women predominantly. 95% of patients are women, but men may also be affected. It's an autoimmune liver disease where the immune system attacks the small bile ducts within the liver, which are critical for allowing us to digest fats and also for secreting bilirubin and bile from the liver into the gut. And long-standing immune-mediated damage to these ducts essentially wipes out these ducts, and this disease may be progressive and patients may go on to develop cirrhosis, need a liver transplant, and be at increased risk for complications of liver disease.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen an increased risk of cancer?
Yes. Like any other condition leading to cirrhosis, PBC may also lead to cirrhosis. And once patients have developed cirrhosis, there is a significantly increased risk of liver cancer down the road. So early diagnosis and treatment is imperative to prevent these long-term complications.
I'm glad you're speaking to us because we have a family member who we believe had this prior to their ductal carcinoma. Who gets this? I know it's rare, but who do you see get? Is it more genetic? Is it environmental?
That's an excellent question. We think that there's both a combination of genetic predisposition and environmental triggers. So believe it or not, a number of conditions have been felt to be associated with triggering an autoimmune reaction in genetically predisposed individuals. So PBC is an autoimmune disease, and it predominantly affects women. The age range, though, can be as young as 18 and as old as 80. The vast majority of patients usually are diagnosed in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So at the prime of their lives, when they're very busy managing family, work, profession, career, and don't have time for fatigue or other disabling complications.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Kelly, you're director of the Liver Institute Northwest. You've been studying this. Talk to us about one of the latest studies.
So we've known for quite some time that PBC progresses and may progress to cirrhosis, and patients may need a liver transplant. The main things that have happened in the past few years in treating PBC is we've had ursodeoxycholic acid available for many years. Ursodiol, also as it's called, is effective to some degree in patients by thinning the bile and promoting bile flow, and may be effective in early stages of the disease. A more specific treatment called obeticholic acid was approved as second-line treatment in 2016, but both these treatments still are wanting in that they may be associated with side effects or may not work in all patients. In fact, up to 40% of patients may not respond to ursodeoxycholic acid. What's exciting is a variety of mathematical and modeling tools have been developed to predict those patients who may be at increased risk for adverse outcomes from a liver standpoint 10, 15 years down the road, so that we can recognize early those patients who may be at increased risk of complications. And what's particularly encouraging to me as a doctor and also a researcher is that we have several new medications that are in late-stage clinical trials and seem more promising than what we currently have available.
I love it. I love it. You know, we just recently talked about the kidney because it's National Kidney Month, and so I can't wait to have you back when we can have you for a longer interview to talk about liver health and how to protect your liver. In the final minute, any other information you want to give our listeners?
Yes, in particular, I want to direct our listeners to pbcstudies.com, which is a website where we are explaining more information about one of the phase 3 clinical trials called the RESPONSE trial, and this is with a medication called seladelpar, which is one of the medications that seems very promising. Patients can also go to our website, liverinstitutenorthwest.org, for more information, and I would very much be honored to come back and chat with you more talking about liver health, which is particularly relevant in this time and age.
Yeah, Dr. Cowley, we really appreciate you and everybody at the Liver Institute Northwest. God bless, and can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so yesterday we got a little bit of good news. I was really, really happy because the Senate, after years of us complaining, petitions, Senator Marco Rubio putting forth the Sunshine Protection Act, the Senate unanimously, we aren't saying unanimously, bipartisan, I told you it was going to be bipartisan, everybody could agree, unanimously to stop the biannual time changes. Now, it is going to be a little bumpy, all right, because even though I think you and I agree that we need to end twice a year time changes, the world or the country can't agree on, well, which time do we keep? Standard or savings? Now, daylight savings time is what we're in right now. It's dark in the morning, which I can't stand, and the light extends longer. And so I live in the desert. and I don't need my summer days any longer. So I've never been a fan of daylight savings. I have loved standard. I always felt better. In fact, I didn't realize why I felt better. So I was like, I just do better in the fall. I just do better. I sleep better. I have more energy. Well, because, again, it was standard time. So I do better standard time. And, in fact, many doctors, doctor organizations, American Sleep Association, they're fans of the standard. However, again, beggars can't be choosers. I'm just sick of spring forward, finish with fall back. I just want one time that we're on year-round. And so with this passing of the Sunshine Protection Act bill that was submitted by Senator Marco Rubio, I have been in contact with his office. He's obviously very, very busy, and hopefully we'll get him on to talk about this. But he's been working at this, for years now. He did join some Democratic senators in bringing it up for a vote, and luckily it passed. So now it has to go through the House. The House might make some changes, and hopefully they don't try to add some other stuff like, oh, yeah, let's add funding to this or whatever. Hopefully it's just a simple bill, and then we can move forward and not have to be doing the time change. If this goes through, best-case scenario, where the House passes it, President Biden signs it, the earliest this would go, though, into effect would be 2023. So that would mean we have one more fall back, one more spring forward, and then we're done, which could be fantastic. So according to the bill, it allows daylight saving time, the new permanent standard time. It allows states with areas exempt from daylight saving time to choose the standard time in those areas. So Arizona, not all of Arizona, the non-Navajo inhabited areas of Arizona are not on the whole clock changing thing. But apparently many of the reservations do. And then Hawaii is not a part of it. I don't blame Hawaii for not, they're like, you guys, honestly. So the funny thing is when I lived in Arizona, people are like, okay, well, you were so lucky you didn't have to do the time change. It was still stressful because, you know, my dad gambled a lot, so we went to Vegas a lot. And so we never knew what time it was because Nevada would be switching. So the problem with living in Arizona or Hawaii is even though you might not be changing the clocks, your other states are. And so you still have that, okay, well, wait a second, well, what time is it? And you're like, oh, wait a second, there's a different hour. So even though your state might not be affected, you are affected when you travel or when you deal with people in other states. So it's time. It is so time, no pun intended, for this to get done. The petition has exploded over the last 48 hours. We're already at about 206,000 signatures and rising for people who are like, look, you know, House, make this happen. But the reason why I tell you it's going to be a little bumpy is I was way too young to remember. But in the 1970s, we did do permanent daylight savings time. Now, we've talked about how archaic this was. This was started in World War I in Germany. We used it. And then World War II, we used it again to conserve fuel. Well, in the 1970s, there was the energy crisis. So President Nixon and Congress said, look, let's do 2 years daylight saving time. The problem is they chose a date in January to do the switch, and most of us can't stand the spring forward. So they did the switch, and then what ended up happening was let me kind of get the scoop here. Apparently it was jet black outside. I guess there were some car accidents. There was a lot of people got grumpy. And so because people couldn't agree and they were like, you know what? Yeah, we might have been really excited about it, but we're not excited anymore. Poll numbers started to drop. And by then, President Ford was in office and he's like, okay, forget it. We'll just go back to the time changes. So I said, it's going to be a little bumpy because you're going to have half the country going, wait a second, I really like standard. Another half of the country going, wait a second, no, I can't stand daylight saving. I want the standard, even if it's only 6 months of the year. And that's why we haven't been able to make it this far. But if we do the change where it is more transitional, such that we've already done the change and we just stop the fall back, I think most of us would then be a little bit more used to it. So, yeah, it is going to be tricky. Darker mornings versus lighter afternoons. I'm just glad we don't have to do the time change. Let's take your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, I just wanted to thank you so much for the comic relief you give me. You've had me in stitches a couple times over the past week or so.
It's been a rough time.
Your admission of being in Facebook jail, that was hysterical.
The funny thing is I wasn't in jail. They jailed me because I posted the gas prices, and then they reversed it and said are bad. But they still have some. There's still some things I can't do, even though they say they reversed it. So I don't know. I don't know who's running things over there.
So you're not quite in Facebook ex-con yet.
No, not an ex-con yet. So what you got for us, Tom?
And today. Again, today in stitches, I know it had to have been an attempt at humor when you said a simple bill.
Yeah, I know. I hope they don't screw with it. If the House starts to add all bunches, oh my gosh, it better go through. The fact that it was unanimous in the Senate is a fantastic sign.
Well, I think it was Representative Conyers, black gentleman, he's no longer representative there, but he sat down, I think it was with Michael Moore, in one of his documentaries, and said, sit down, my son. I think this is almost an exact quote. He said, do you really think that we read these bills? I was floored when I heard that. I mean, if you want any indication that you've got a government that's just completely out of control, I don't think you need to hear any more.
Exactly.
I'm that he admitted that.
Now, we'll just look with Nancy Pelosi, pass the bill, and then we'll read it. With the ACA.
Just ridiculous.
No problem. So we're coming up on break. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hold me over? I wanted to ask you about the vaccine.
Shoot, go ahead. Ask the question, then we'll hold you over.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering if you had a chance to read the recently disclosed Pfizer documents. Remember the ones that they wanted a 75-year moratorium on before they were released? A federal judge ordered them to release it. And when they did, there's almost 1,300 side effects to the Pfizer vaccine. I was hoping you would opine a little bit on that.
Absolutely. When we come back, let's definitely talk about that. I know there's been, now that the CEO wants a fourth shot, a lot of people are like, okay, come on. And so, the side effects, sadly, they do resemble many of the side effects we have with the current vaccines. And, of course, it's on the hush-hush because they don't want parents freaking out about the MMR or the polio or the tetanus. And when someone does have a reaction, they don't let that get out there. Hold on, Tom. We'll keep you over break. Guys, call in. Lines are open. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a historic virtual address to Congress, pleading with the United States to help stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and directly in English called out President Joe Biden.
You are the leader of the nation, of your nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Zelensky also touched the hearts of Congress and Americans who watched on television by playing a 3-minute video of the violence and bloodshed in Ukraine with a message to close the skies over Ukraine. And former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration failed to account for the deaths of over 4,100 nursing home residents caused by COVID-19, according to State Comptroller Thomas D. Napoli. Health Department officials underreported the death toll by as much as 50% over 10 months. This is USA Radio News. Pfizer has applied for emergency use authorization of a fourth booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine. The additional dose is for adults 65 and older who have gotten a booster dose of any of the authorized vaccines. To date, more than 960,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. since the pandemic began. Separately, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. And in hopes to eliminate confusion about changing clocks back and forth, the Senate passed a bill yesterday that would make daylight savings time permanent across the United States. The bill has bipartisan backing, including several Republican and Democratic co-sponsors. If passed, the changes would not be implemented until November 2023. Officials say because the transportation industry has already built schedules based on the existing time and has asked for additional months to make those adjustments. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Tom from Baltimore was asking about side effects in this cumulative report that looked at thousands, tens of thousands of case reports. I think 42,000 to be almost exact, 42,000 approximately. About 150,000+ adverse events, many of them neurological. This information was released recently, looking at data, I believe the initial rollout of the Pfizer vaccine. Tom, what was your specific question that you had?
Well, I was wondering if you were feeling like maybe we've all been duped. Certainly they have pushed this vaccine to Shakespearean proportions. They really have as they say, they protested too much. They pushed it to the point where I know people who are very pro-vaccine who have said, you know what, they're pushing it so much it's weird, and it's making me suspicious. Now, I've never been pro-vaccine, but when you've got people who are dyed-in-the-wool vaccine people who are feeling suspicious about the way this thing is being pushed, it's safe, it's been proven. I can see if you're going to speed up trials when it comes to certain things, but absent a time machine, you're not going to be able to do the trials properly. You might be able to speed up certain aspects of it, but there's a time element involved. And so, naturally, there's going to be some risk involved when you push out a vaccine that incredibly quickly at warp speed. It doesn't even sound safe. We don't like to drive ridiculously fast, certainly when you're doing something when it comes to people's health at warp speed. I think you're asking for trouble. And at this point, I wonder if they feel like they're going to have to double down and not come clean. I think it's pretty evident that they've not been forthright with the American people. And I wonder how deeply that goes with the American Medical Association as well, with their doctors, the information that you're getting from your association.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Tom, let me you brought up some good points, okay? I'm gonna hit those, okay? We're gonna have you off, but I'm gonna hit those now, okay? So interesting. So Tom brought up, has the American public been duped? I can see in some respects how people feel that. The word that comes to my mind is we were silenced and we were threatened to not question and to not say anything. Now, I got vaccinated because even though I knew as a doctor there were going to be risks, I felt COVID was riskier. And I even told you guys the same thing. I go, I know it's a hard decision to make, a very hard decision to make. And so what helped me make the decision is I trust China and where this virus came from much less than anybody else. And I've had good results with Pfizer and their drugs, so I don't distrust Pfizer. But I did find the way the government, the way public officials, the way media approach this to be very sneaky, very creepy, very inconsistent, and authoritative, and oppressive, such that when I did want to say, look, you know, we have a child, a young girl who's 18, got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in my neck of the woods, horrible blood clot, I believe is still going through rehab after about a year of dealing with the blood clot to the brain. Don't talk about that. Why are you talking about that? You're gonna scare people. It's for the greater. I mean, we've been silenced. And I'm not saying to not get the vaccine. I'm like, people need to be aware. They need to be aware that if they do start to have a headache or have trouble breathing or have numbness or tingling or leg swelling, they do need to know that that could be a side effect of a vaccine. And the attempts and the work that they put in exhaustively to minimize the education was very suspect. That bothered me. Let Americans have access to the knowledge, and if there is a report, our fact checkers did. That's an interesting. Apparently, we have a report out of Facebook. I think Mark Zuckerberg said that the fact checkers were still opinion. But so the fact checkers would say, no, there were 42,000 case reports and 150,000 adverse events. That's misleading. Everything is misleading. It's misinformation. Saying that our masks are not adequate and that N95 masks are more adequate, so it's stupid that you're forcing inadequate masks on our face, they called that misinformation. And so finally the studies came out saying, they're right, that these masks are not protecting you from the virus. And so we were hushed, we were silenced, we were threatened, people lost their jobs, doctors who tried to say, look, I took the Hippocratic Oath, I went through years of medical school, I have the ethical duty to be honest with my patients. They're up for license censure and losing their license, losing their job. And that makes it suspicious. In science, of all the people to promote debate and thought and question, it's the scientists. It's doctors. So when a doctor says, did you guys know yesterday a study came out saying cholesterol and statins might not have the effect on heart disease that we once thought? Oh, well, that's interesting. Let's look into it. Well, let's look at the study. That everybody will talk about. Yet somebody goes, there's a chance that people might still get COVID with the vaccine, or vaccinated people could spread the virus. That's misinformation. You are a whack job. Come on, people. The other thing that I found very odd, which Tom had alluded to, was they were bribing people. There's a sweepstakes. You'll get money if you get the vaccine. Now, I understand. You have a public health issue. People dying of COVID. Hospitals overwhelmed. I get they wanted to encourage vaccination. But if you have to pay people to take it, it just was odd. And then they really went far in multiple states where you got a free joint for the jab. So if you got your vaccine, you would be handed marijuana. A joint. So I thought we don't want to get people on drugs. I thought we don't want people smoking things. Now, mind you, I voted to legalize marijuana so we could study the medicinal effects. But even with that, we don't want you to smoke marijuana. We'd rather you take it in pill form or edible. Or why are we giving people unfiltered, pesticide-laden, possibly mold, marijuana for them to get the shot in the name of public health? It just started to seem creepy. And the better public health approach would be, and this is what I told you guys, look, I don't like the hospitals being overwhelmed and you might not have a bed with your name on it. COVID kills. But yes, nothing is safe. No medication, no injection, nothing is safe. So you are going to have to weigh the benefits versus the risks. And I chose the benefit of the vaccine because I thought the risk of COVID, which was much higher than the risk of the vaccine. Could you have side effects with the vaccine? Yes, it's a scary time. But you guys make the decision. It's your body. We're not going to force it. That's what I would have done. That's not what the government did. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed Congress this morning. I was up. I was not necessarily planning to get up early because I'm on the West Coast, but with the cats and the daylight savings time, I'm up. So I was up at 5 anyway, so I could be there at 6 a.m. to watch, and I'm glad I did. There's the President of Ukraine. Obviously, you know, it with you know, whatever security they could muster, with bounties on his head, in a t-shirt, pleading to other countries to help him stop World War III. And obviously America is thinking, well, if we help, then it will be World War III. This is something we keep going back and forth on. But the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, addressed Congress, and he pleaded with the U.S. to do more. Now, he's not asking us to go in there, boots on the ground, but he is asking for a no-fly zone to provide additional aircraft and air defense systems and to create a new security alliance. He and the Ukrainian people and the grandmas with pickles and Molotov cocktails are trying to hold off the Russian force. And I know everyone's like, oh, you know, Russia's weak. They're not going to win. They're losing generals there. Russia's already recruiting help. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they completely beat Ukraine. And Ukraine has done an amazing job holding them off. But we're in the third week. And, you know, a country falling fast is about a month. And so we need Ukraine to hold on as long as possible until they could get some help. But everybody still, you know, it was hard to watch. You saw him talk to us. And I know what he's thinking. And everybody there was in their suits. You saw all of Congress, they're in their suits. You know, Nancy Pelosi clapping super loud. Everybody gave him a standing ovation. He doesn't need a standing ovation. He doesn't need everybody in nice dress suits and air-conditioned or a nice heated, you know, beautiful area of Congress to listen to him and go, wow, what a good speech. Everybody, we're listening. He's asking for help. People were thinking this is so historic. This is like what you saw with Winston Churchill. He is addressing America, and this is going to go down in history. Part of me thinks Vladimir Zelensky shouldn't, have, you know, didn't even have to do that. It was almost like it was a show. Oh, I went to his speech. I went to this historic thing. I'm looking at these politicians, and I'm like, this should have been as simple as, guys, we need help. I know you don't want to necessarily start World War III, but if Putin takes over Ukraine, he's going to keep going. So you're going to have to intervene sometime. Do you want to intervene after millions of people have been displaced and thousands of people have died? Or do you want to intervene now? Let's go. We could only do so much. Why am I the only one holding off Putin? And, oh, my gosh, what a good speech. Oh, wow, they were all dressed up, and everybody had their makeup and their hair done. I mean, this guy's in a war-torn country. Russia's assaulting them from all sides. They have hostages. So he spoke to U.S. lawmakers. He was in Kyiv. He has not left the capital, from what we understand. He should, though, not. I mean, what I would do is, especially with Russian forces moving, let people think he's in the capital, but he's in another city. That's what I would do. But anyway, he did thank President Biden for his personal involvement and sincere commitment to the defense of Ukraine and for the aid the United States has provided. And he has to be a politician, and he's handling it very well. His composure is amazing. You can see he wants to say, quit dinking around, get me some help now. And he has. We blurted similar to that. But he also needs to still kitten glove and coax and hold Biden and Congress's hand. He shouldn't be in that position where he has to do that. He's fighting for his life. He's fighting for Ukrainians' lives. And he's trying to stop World War III. Yet he had to put all this time and attention into making a speech for Congress that benefited Congress. He said, now it is true in the darkest time of our country, for the whole Europe, I call on you to do more. He issued a direct message to President Biden. He said, I'm addressing the President Biden. You, the leader of your nation, I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means being the leader of peace. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, Americans, in your great history, you have pages that would allow you to understand Ukrainians, understand us right now, when we need you right now. Remember Pearl Harbor? Terrible morning of December 7th, 1941, he says, when your sky was black from the planes attacking you. Just remember it. Zelensky then brought up September 11th, calling it a terrible day. when independent territories were turned into battlefields. Innocent people were attacked from the air. He said, yes, just like no one else expected, you could not stop it. Our country experienced the same every day. Right now, at this moment, every night for 3 weeks now, Ukrainian cities, Odessa, Kakutani, have been, and as well as predominantly of Mariupol. So he said, Russia has turned the sky into a source of death for thousands of people. There's missiles, countless bombs. They use drones to kill us with precision. This is a terror that Europe has not seen for 80 years, and we are asking for a reply, for an answer from this terror from the whole world. He said, is this a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people? Is this too much to ask? A humanitarian no-fly zone, something that Ukraine, that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities. If this is too much to ask, we offer an alternative, calling for air, powerful, strong air systems to protect our people, our freedom, our land. You know that they exist and you have them, but they are on Earth. Not in Ukraine, not in the Ukrainian sky, so they don't defend our people. He even invoked Martin Luther King saying, I have a dream. He said, these words are known to each of you. Today, I could say I have a need to protect our sky. I need your decision, your help, which means exactly the same you feel when you hear the words, I have a dream. You know, he wasn't trying to make the biggest, bestest, most beautiful speech, you know, in the world. He was trying to, an act that we shouldn't have asked him to do in light of everything going on, you know, make a final plea before this can really, really, I mean, this can really go even worse than it has. And I think he was saying that he just turned 45, but, you know, he was like, you know, what's the point in living if you can't help the dead or you can't stop death? But really brought up a good point. You know, like me as a physician, you know, how am I, you know, supposed to do what I need to do when there's other forces that are preventing us from doing what we need to do? You know, so he would love, I guess, an alliance. He'd like to create an association united for peace, a union of responsible countries that have the strength and consciousness to stop conflicts, immediately provide all the necessary assistance within 24 hours if necessary. Because here we are 3 weeks later. Yes, he got aid, but, you know, he's been asking for the aid he needs for 3 weeks. Weapons, sanctions, humanitarian support, political support. He said, if such an alliance would exist today, we would be able to save thousands of lives in our country, many countries of the world who need peace, those who suffer inhumane destruction. Zelensky said that it is not enough to be a leader of the nation. It takes a leader of the world. So, I mean, he kind of schooled us. And he, you know, I know the White House is going to say, well, we don't want to escalate things. As we're going to talk soon, it already has escalated. In fact, Putin is already bringing in allies from other countries to help boost their offense. 1-877, Doc Deli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.